which conversion or turning if it be unfain, these four do accompany it and are included therein. Confession, not in the priest's ear, for that is but man's invention, but to God in the heart and before all the congregation of God, how that we be sinners and sinful, and that our whole nature is corrupt and inclined to sin and all unrighteousness, and therefore evil, wicked, and damnable, and His law holy and just, by which our sinful nature is rebuked, and also to our neighbors if we have offended any person particularly. Now if any man that submitteth not himself to keep the commandments, do think that he hath any faith in God, the same man's faith is vain, worldly, damnable, devilish, and plain presumption, as it is above said, and is no faith that can justify or be accepted before God. That we forsake evil and turn to God, to keep His laws and to fight against ourselves and our corrupt nature perpetually, that we may do the will of God every day better and better. For the nature of God's word is that whosoever read it or hear it reasoned and disputed before Him, it will begin immediately to make him every day better and better, till he be grown into a perfect man in the knowledge of Christ and love of the law of God, or else make him worse and worse, till he be hardened that he openly resist the Spirit of God and then blaspheme, after the ensample of Pharaoh, Koza, Korah, Numbers, Romans 16:16, Abiram, Balaam, Judas, Simon, Magus, and such other. Behold, when the light of God's word cometh to a man, whether he read it or hear it preached and consenteth still unto his old deeds of ignorance, then beginneth his just damnation immediately, and he is henceforth without excuse, in that he refused such great mercy offered him. For God offereth him mercy upon the condition that he will mend his living, but he will not come under the covenant, and from that hour forward he waxeth worse and worse, God taking his spirit of mercy and grace from him for his unthankfulness' sake. But he that loveth it not to live thereafter and to edify other, the same shall lose the grace of true knowledge and be blinded again, and every day wax worse and worse and blinder, till he be an utter enemy of the word of God, and his heart so hardened that it shall be impossible to convert him.